Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is going to list all different types of mitzvot that have no limit. If I do any basic minimum, I fulfill my obligation. And we're listing it over here in the start of this Masechet because the first mitzvah that we're going to mention is Pe'ah. Pe'ah, as we mentioned in the introduction, is the fact that one has to leave a corner of his field for the aniyim, for the poor, to come take. And on a deoraita level, to anything, any basic minimum. If I leave one stalk of wheat, I fulfill my obligation of pe'ah. As we said, hachamim were metaken. The rabbis instituted that one has to leave 1/60th of his field as a minimum. But here on a Torah level, there is no minimum. So, elu devarim she'en lahem shi'ur. These are mitzvot that have no limit. If I do any of it, I fulfill my obligation. Ha-pe'ah. Pe'ah has no minimum on a Torah level. If I leave one tiny bit, I fulfill my obligation. Ve-ha-bikurim. Bikurim are the obligation every single year to take from the 7 fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael, if one is in Eretz Yisrael, bring that to the Bet HaMikdash before the Kohen. There's a ceremony that happens over there. And then he gives over those fruits. Wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. He gives that over to the Kohen, and they have the status of Hekdesh. If a person gives any basic minimum, one stalk of wheat, one grape, one fig, etc., one fulfills his obligation. V'hare ayon. The ayon is the hova for a male on the 3 regalim, the 3 regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, to appear, to be seen in the Beit HaMikdash. That's the Chovav Aliyah LaRegel. That person has to do every single holiday. He can go there once. There's no... He doesn't have to go there 3-4 times. On a basic level, he has to just go there one time. He has to step foot in the Beit HaMikdash, do what he has to do, and come out. He doesn't have to go there more than once. Ugmilut Hasadim. Gmilut Hasadim is doing kindness. There's no set amount, according to the Torah, that one has to do. The more, the better, of course. And this is talking about Siddaka Baguf. Gmilut Hasadim with one's body. But when it comes to money, the rabbis have a whole discussion, and we know this mitzvah as ma'aser. A person has to give nowadays at least 1/10. But dealing with it, really in the Mefarshim over here, a person is not obligated to spend on tzedakah more than 1/5 of his assets on tzedakah v'talmud Torah, and Torah learning. You know, we have the pasuk, v'hagita bo yomam v'alayla, in Yehoshua, one should study day and night. Doesn't have to be all of day and all of night, but with one basic minimum, if one says a few pisukim in the morning, in the daytime, and a few pisukim at nighttime, one fulfills the obligation of Talmud Torah. Obviously, though, the more time one spends engaged in Talmud Torah, the greater the mitzvah. Mishnah continues, Elu dvarim shadam ochel perotehem ba'olam hazeh, v'hakeren kayemet lo la'olam haba. These are different things that if a person eats their fruit in this world, the principle remains complete in the world to come. In other words, these are certain mitzvot, which we're going to list right now, that if a person does them, he's going to eat from the fruit. He's going to enjoy and gain and recognize the benefit of them in this world, but that won't take away from the Olam Haba reward that this person will get. The rabbis compare this to a tree. You have a tree. The mitzvah is completing the tree. In this world, one is able to eat the fruits from that tree, but it doesn't affect the tree whatsoever. The tree stays complete and shalem. And that's, these mitzvot have that power. Kibud avaim, honoring one's parents. Ugmilut hasadim, doing kindness. V'hava'at shalom ben adam l'chavero, acting as a mediator to bring peace between two people. V'talmud Torah keneged kulam. So if anyone does any of these mitzvot, he's going to notice they bring peace and harmony amongst people. And by doing them, person's going to live a life of happiness and of peace and of prosperity in this world, and he's going to get rewarded very much for them in Olam Haba. And Talmud Torah, the study of Torah, is equal to all of them. It's higher than everything. Why? Because studying Torah brings a person to act. It brings a person to perform and to take all of the morals and the lessons of the Torah and to instill them into his life. Because we know all of the Torah is derachecha darche no'am. The ways of the Torah are sweet and are precious and lead to a life of goodness in this world.